What is the best synthetic urine for hair testing? The question of what is the best synthetic urine for hair testing is a common one. With the advent of new and advanced technology, it is becoming increasingly difficult to decide between the various products available. It has become necessary to know what is the best synthetic urine for hair testing before using these products. There are four methods used to determine what is the best synthetic urine for hair testing. The microscopic epithelial cells culture, MEC, is a technique used to culture hair follicle cells outside the body in test tubes. These cells are then examined for cancer and other abnormal growths. The test tubes contain human hair that has been shaved or cut into various lengths. The culture media is then injected into the test tube so that the hair follicles can grow. It is important to note that the culture media will be taken from the scalp. Ultrasonic hair testing, ETS, is another hair testing method that is used today. This method will use high-frequency sound waves to excite the hair follicles and measure hair growth. The hair follicles are stimulated with high-frequency sound waves that generate heat. When the temperature of the hair follicle reaches its threshold point, it stops growing hair. The key to what is the best synthetic urine for hair testing is to make sure that this temperature is achieved during the hair growth cycle. Another method that is commonly used is the chemical fragmentation, CFS, of hair samples. This is also a hair testing method where a sample of hair is treated with a complex mixture of chemicals in a test tube. When this treatment has completed, the sample of hair will be divided into several different groups based on the color and texture of each group. This is done to identify the pigment of the hair that is the cause of the loss. The different chemicals are then combined with the dominant pigment, resulting in fragments of hair that are designated as test materials. The next step in what is the best synthetic urine for hair testing is to determine the amount of hair that has died or been regrowth after the test is performed. This is known as post-mortem testing. The testing is also used to monitor any type of allergic reactions that may occur due to the new hair that was being grown. A newer hair growth product that is available on the market uses iontophoresis. This is a type of hair testing that measures the electrical activity of the hair follicle cell by using a slight electrical current. The probe is placed directly onto the skin of the subject. When a specific hair growth factor is detected, it is separated from the synthetic urine sample, diluted, and injected back into the subject for a follow-up hair count measurement. The last method that is commonly used in what is the best synthetic urine for hair testing is infrared technology. This process uses light energy in order to break down the sample into its various components. The different components are then detected by a special spectroscopic device. Once the different components are detected, it is determined if there have been any changes in the chemical composition of the sample. If the sample's composition has changed, then this is a good indicator that the sample is contaminated. These are the methods that are commonly used in what is the best synthetic urine for hair testing. There are other tests that can be performed to detect the amount of hair growth in an individual. These include the use of both cotton swabs and a hair follicle stimulator. The latter is a more expensive option but is also more accurate than cotton swabs. Synthetic urine tests are ideal for hair growth testing on individuals suffering from hair loss.